Get Strawberrect, Strawberry Match. Strawberry Sunrise held up a forehoof to shield her eyes from the sun as she stepped through the doors of Ponyville General Hospital, her brow furrowed with determination. She ran her tongue between the gap in her teeth and looked towards the market, from where she could hear the shouts of the one who had done this to her. When she had paid Applejack a visit a few days ago, the last thing she expected was to have a stool smashed over her head. But that was exactly what happened. The incident had left her with a missing tooth, a black eye, and the kind of headache that would belong more to the worst hangover imaginable. When word of what happened spread, many ponies took Applejack's side and said that Strawberry Sunrise probably deserved it. Given how much she had been riling Applejack in the weeks before she snapped and decided to recreate the Equestrian Wrestling Federation in the middle of the market, even Strawberry Sunrise had to admit that these ponies had a point. She let out a soft sigh as she began walking towards the market. She only had one thing on her mind at that moment, and it was having it out with Applejack again. However, this time she swore to herself that things would be a lot different. Ignoring the stares, pointing, and stifled laughs of every pony that she met, Strawberry Sunrise arrived at the market, her destination in sight. Applejack stood behind the counter of her stall with a large grin on her face, serving a line of customers who were all jostling for a better view of the counter, upon which sat the remains of the very stool the farmer had used to hit Strawberry Sunrise with. One of the legs was missing, and the rest were cracked, but the object still took pride of place on the counter, as though to remind those who saw it that Applejack was not going to take any guff. Strawberry Sunrise saw it as well and quickly looked away. She swallowed nervously and approached the counter.
"Thank you kindly, partner,"
Applejack said, taking some bits from the stallion that she was serving.
"Enjoy those apples, and have yourself a nice day, you hear?"
The stallion nodded.
"Attaboy. Next!"
Strawberry Sunrise cleared her throat.
"Applejack,"
she said.
"I want a word with you, if you'd be so kind as to give me a moment."
Applejack glared at her.
"Fillet, you must be as crazy as a box of rabid dogs,"
she snapped.
"I'm pretty darn sure that I made myself clear the last time you wanted a word with me." "Uh-huh, you did."
Strawberry Sunrise nodded.
"You made yourself abundantly clear, but I'm here to set the record straight once and for all. When you hit me with that stool apple hack, you made me realize something about myself. Something that made me feel uneasy at first, but quickly came to terms with."
Applejack crossed her forelegs and looked at her.
"I made you realize that you were being a plothead, and that you're here to tell me that you're gonna stop insulting me and my product?"
To her surprise, Strawberry Sunrise shook her head.
"No, Applejack,"
she replied.
"I'm not going to stop insulting you, your filthy, disgusting, nasty, putrid, flea-ridden apples. I'm here to tell you that I want a rematch, you and me, right here, right now."
Shocked gasps and murmurs arose from the ponies around, while Applejack simply laughed.
"Shoot, Strawberry Sunrise. I must have hit you harder than I thought."
She shook her head.
"But I ain't gonna fight you. I admit that I lost my temper, but honestly, I never should have hit you in the first place, and for that, I'm sorry. But believe me when I say that I am never, ever gonna lay a hoof on you or any pony else ever again."
Strawberry Sunrise narrowed her eyes and walked behind the counter to where Applejack was standing.
"But what if I do this?"
she said, pushing Applejack to the ground.
"Surely you're gonna defend yourself now, Applecrack."
Applejack stood up and dusted herself off.
"Nope,"
she replied, adjusting her hat.
"I'm not gonna fight you, Strawberry Sunrise. You need to accept that, and just head on home to rest." "I'll rest once I beat your flank all the way to Canterlot,"
Strawberry Sunrise snarled, poking Applejack in the chest with a forehoof.
"Face me, coward!"
The only response she got was Applejack taking a couple of steps backwards to regain something that remotely resembled personal space, space to which Strawberry Sunrise quickly invaded as she got close enough to slap Applejack in the face with one of her wings.
"Come on, bumpkin, hit me!"
"Oh, for Celestia's sake," a stallion in the crowd yelled. "Come on, Applejack, can't you just humor the crazy mare? All you gotta do is knock her out again, at which point you can just go back to your stall! I've been waiting 20 minutes already!"
Applejack shook her head.
"I said I was past all that now,"
she replied.
"I just had a moment of weakness, and I regret it." In my position as a teacher at the School of Friendship, I need to set a good example to every creature around me.
Strawberry Sunrise wasn't convinced.
I don't care how long it takes or what I have to stoop to doing,
she said.
Mark my words, Applejack, sooner or later, you are going to hit me, and we will have a fight that creatures will talk about for decades to come.
Applejack sighed.
I really feel for you, Sugar Cube,
she said sadly.
I'm so sorry that you feel the only way for us to have any kind of discourse is through violence. I suppose me hitting you in the first place didn't exactly help matters, though.
She picked up the broken stool and held it out.
Instead of us fighting in the middle of town, how about I let you hit me back instead? No!
Strawberry Sunrise whined.
That won't cut it, Apple Dunce! How many times do I have to tell you to hit me?
Applejack dropped the stool on the ground and sighed.
And how many times do I have to tell you that I ain't gonna hit you because it's wrong and I regret what I did? Whatever!
Strawberry Sunrise grumbled.
Just hit me already!
Applejack grabbed a hold of her.
Now listen here, missy,
she said angrily.
You need to get a grip and calm down before you say something or do something that you'll regret, or something that gets you jailed. I'm sorry for what I did to you, and I will gladly go to court and pay a settlement, but right now, you need to back off and leave me be!
She pushed Strawberry Sunrise away from her, causing the Pegasus to lose her balance and fall to the ground.
Oh, shoot! Now, I didn't mean to do that! Are you okay, Strawberry?
To her surprise, Strawberry Sunrise began cackling madly.
Oh, great. Now she's gonna use this as an excuse to hit me back. Yes! Yes! That's exactly it!
From her position on the ground, Strawberry Sunrise grabbed a hold of Applejack's forelegs and looked up at her.
Just like that, Applejack, but harder.
Applejack's ears flattened against her head, her pupils shrinking to pinpricks, and she began to blush furiously.
Say, what now?
Strawberry Sunrise stood up, her own forelegs making their way up Applejack's body until they came to rest on her haunches.
I see why you hit me, Applejack,
she said.
It's because I was being naughty, and naughty fillies get punished. So please, please do it again. I want you to break me in half, you sweaty farm titan.
Applejack pushed Strawberry Sunrise off of her, eliciting another fit of mad giggles. As she watched the Pegasus thrash around on the ground, repeating the words,
"Hit me!"
Over and over again, she glanced at the ponies around her, who were backing away as quickly as their legs would carry them, and groaned.
That does it,
she said.
From now on, Mac is gonna run the stall.
Strawberry retracted this, an open letter to the Full Free Press.
To the editors of the Full Free Press, I have been a loyal reader of your paper for some time now, and I must say that I am very disappointed with your latest issue. Your headlining story, Gets Strawberry Wrecked, was not only in poor taste, but simply untrue and exaggerated in far too many ways. I purchased this paper for its weekly news and its respectful, in-depth profiles of the citizens of Ponyville. Not for its libelous gossip, and especially not for such gossip about myself. Even the title comes across as a personal attack. Therefore, I write to you today with the intent of correcting the record and hopefully dissuading you from publishing such lies and exaggerations as these again. While I cannot speak the truth of the content unrelated to my own experience, such as the specifics of the conversation between Applejack and Rainbow Dash, which you have thoroughly described, I can tell you that I have never harassed Applejack to the extent suggested in your article. It is true that we have a bit of rivalry, and it is true that I might make offhand comments about her disgusting, mealy-worm-filled apples every once in a while, but I don't mean anything by it. I don't understand why any pony else would like those things, but for whatever reason, they do, and if some pony wants to eat them or even cook with them, that's their prerogative. Perhaps my tone could use some work, I'll admit that, but I never intended anything more than light teasing. And for better or worse, even I will admit that Applejack is ordinarily a pillar of the community. Not that I say ordinarily. One of the few aspects of your story which I can testify that you have correctly described is Applejack's reaction to one of my most recent visits to her stall. I had initially passed by without comment as I was on my way to a book club meeting at a cafe towards the center of town, but I nevertheless felt quiet disdain towards the fact that Applejack was selling those awful apples again. I continued on my way at first, but noting that there was a bit of spare time, I decided to turn back and go make my few lighthearted comments about her wares. Purely in jest, of course. I was carrying a basket of strawberries with me to share with the book club, but I decided it wouldn't hurt to go ahead and indulge myself a little bit. They were mine, after all, and there would still be plenty left for every pony. Now, as I'm sure you know, I love strawberries, and as I neared Applejack's stall, I placed them on my tongue one at a time to savor the flavor. I was hardly able to contain my delight, but that's nothing to be ashamed of, and I would have certainly never judged any pony for a simple mmm once in a while. Well, maybe if they were eating apples, but I wouldn't say anything out loud. Usually. And if they were eating my strawberries, I'd take it as a compliment. When I got to the stand, I made a few sarcastic remarks, as one does, and that part is true, in a general sense, at least. But while I can't recall exactly what I said, I am sure it was nothing so extreme as the exaggerations you've printed here. And I backed off immediately when I saw Applejack's expression. I don't know if she was truly encouraged by Rainbow Dash or what really happened earlier that day, but she seemed much less into the playful aspect of our rivalry than usual. I certainly didn't provoke her as your paper had suggested, quite the opposite, in fact. Though I wouldn't normally see it as necessary under the circumstances, I apologized for my comments. I still plan to keep teasing her at another time, of course, but I could see that she wasn't in the mood. And then, she picked up the stool, and she hit me. You did get that part right, as the borderline graphic picture on the cover of the paper suggests. I, for one, would have never brought our rivalry to the point of assault and battery, but it happened, and I was shocked to find that Applejack of all ponies would stoop to that level. I said earlier that I could testify how Applejack reacted to my presence on that day, and I do mean that literally. While I have not yet done so, I am looking into the possibility of pressing charges. I was at the hospital in town for several days as I recovered from the concussion that Applejack gave me, and while there was fortunately no permanent damage, those days were among the worst of my life. Not to mention that I missed the book club meeting! And if any pony from the club is reading this, I'm sorry that I didn't make it there with the strawberries. You can blame Applejack for that. And while it is true that my missing tooth was never found, the article statement that my tooth was still missing a few days later is largely incorrect. The hospital was able to magically clone one of my adjacent teeth and restore it in the missing tooth's place. And it is with that last correction that I move on to the second portion of your story, which you labeled with a subheading titled Strawberry Match. Up until this point of the story, the article, which still in exaggeration and clearly slanted against me, at least had some of the facts correct. Strawberry Match can be described only as a complete fantasy. To the best of my knowledge, hardly any pony took Applejack's side in the aftermath. Ponyville is largely a non-violent place, with one of the lowest crime rates in Equestria, and physical altercations taking place only when villains or dangerous creatures from the Everfree Forest invade. The idea that some pony from Ponyville would attack some pony else was a shock to not only me, as I expressed earlier, but to the entire town. The only ponies I know of who have defended Applejack simply don't believe it even happened in the first place, and I understand that even her friends have suggested that she receive anger management counseling. But that is not the only issue with Strawberry Match. The story continues to devolve into something borderlining smut, fit only for tabloids with no journalistic integrity at all. Did you do any research for this story? Did some pony tell you these lies which you utterly failed to fact-check, or did you simply fabricate the entire thing? Did a certain one of your reporters hope to sway the town by casting Applejack in a better light than she deserved, and simultaneously smearing my own name? I have not yet visited Applejack at her stand again, as the article claims. In fact, my lawyer has advised me not to do so. He also advised me not to send this letter, but as you can see, I couldn't bring myself to follow that particular piece of advice. And while I don't mind publicly showing my love for strawberries, and might even dabble in BDSM once in a while, I am no exhibitionist. I have nothing against anyone who is, but I would never do anything with such overt sexual implications in public. I was even hesitant to discuss my proclivities here at all, but unfortunately you gave me no choice. And, quite frankly, I am shocked that your families would allow you to write about any such thing in the first place, even if it was true. While I am sure that there are more issues with your story than I have discussed here, I think I have addressed the most important ones. This letter has gone on long enough, and please issue a full retraction of the article in question and publish this letter in the next issue of your paper, or I may be forced to take additional steps. I hope that in the future you will refrain from publishing such gossip, and that this paper may soon return to its former glory. Sincerely, Strawberry Sunrise. P.S. Assuming this letter has been published, bring a copy to my strawberry stand this week to get 5 strawberries for free. Offer ends 1 week after the publication of this letter. Free strawberries are available to any pony in Ponyville who brings a copy. Yes, even you, Applejack. Maximum of 5 strawberries per pony while supplies last. P.P.S. The first stallion to come to my stall will get a very special strawberry for the whole night.
This was not part of either story. I just did that just for the funnies and for the cringe. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my non-cringy donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, Dresden, Dospo, RuneSiphon9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryanie Dragonwolf, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, James Dalton, and Teal K. Anderson.
Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest, and buy my strawberries!